This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As the first batch of college early decision letters looms, acceptance or rejection, and yes, I know those letters are usually emails now, but as they sit in the offing, it's worth considering another higher ed letter as well, the financial aid letter. All the grants and scholarships that a student would get, ostensibly giving an idea to that family of what it'd cost to attend a particular school. But a report out this week from the Government Accountability Office says that more than 90% of American colleges either don't actually give the final price in those letters or they understate it. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that one.
Tyler Sanchez wants his financial aid offer to be plain and direct.
And be like, pay us on this date at this time.
Sanchez is in his third year at McAllister, a private liberal arts college in St. Paul. He's studying in Prague this spring and just got a revised financial aid offer that doesn't exactly say what he'll owe this year. Sanchez's dad helps him pay for school, and Sanchez helps him interpret the charges.
I don't think this is going to happen, but if my spring semester for study abroad is an insane amount of money, and then my dad's like, I cannot pay this, then I'm kind of screwed.
McAllister said in a statement that college financing is complicated and it makes staff available to help students navigate the process. For prospective students who are deciding between schools, it can be hard to navigate price tags. Melissa Emery-Ares is with the Government Accountability Office.
If you think about other financial products, mortgages or credit cards, there are standard disclosures that are provided to consumers.
Part of the challenge is there are costs the college will actually charge the student for. Tuition, housing, a meal plan with unlimited pumpernickel bagels. And then things that the school won't pay for, like flights home and copies of Infinite Jest. John Fansmith is with the American Council on Education.
It's just really, really hard for an institution to control for all those variables and then relay that information in a way that is understandable.
But Fansmith says financial aid offers are ultimately marketing documents. Schools want students to understand the offer, but also to say yes and not think too much about the overall cost. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.